Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Light of Truth Radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program and thank you for joining us. This is the Light of Truth Radio broadcast. I am, as always, your ever humble host, Michael Boldea. And it's good to be with you again on this beautiful, brisk Wisconsin day. We've had just gorgeous weather the last couple of days, and I spent some time outside. For those of you that messaged me about the Rumble video that I tried to put up yesterday, Rumble was being a little testy. The video didn't upload. I re-uploaded it this morning. So you're welcome to peruse it. I know that it was up there. Nobody could click on it. And I got some angry messages. And no, it wasn't the UN. And it wasn't whoever. It wasn't on YouTube. So it wasn't YouTube or the devil that was trying to make you not see what the video says. It's been having glitches. Everything has. It's an odd thing when technology gets better and better, and all the things that technology is supposed to be getting better at seems to be getting worse. So it's good to be with you today. Today is April the 25th, the year of our Lord 2022. I'm looking out the window, still no mushroom cloud, but it's not for lack of trying. Look, I've been telling you for the last few months that this administration is trying to pick a fight. They're trying to pick a fight that they think they can win, and I don't think they've done the math. I don't think they looked at every angle or how many nations would be dragged into it and how many fronts they would have to fight on. You have a man whose singular desire is to eat more ice cream and come home with a clean pair of diapers. So the idea that he's the one that is pulling the strings and coordinating the international machinations of nuclear superpowers is beyond laughable. Look, we all know a puppet when we see one, and it's not even a good puppet. It's not even one of those puppets that you know you look at and you go, wow, look, its mouth is moving in tandem with the words that are being spoken. This puppet is losing its mobility, verbal or otherwise, but at least, you know, he got off easy. He didn't get eaten by cannibals. I don't know if you've heard that story yet, but everyone on the interwebs is having a field day with Uncle Bozy or Uncle Boozy, whatever his name was, where Mr. Robinette Biden insinuated that his brother or his uncle, one of the two, got eaten by cannibals after his plane crash landed. So that's who we're dealing with. But like I said, it's not for lack of trying. We've been trying to pick a fight for a long time, and I just ran across an article that was published yesterday that said that this administration, the Mr. Robinette Biden administration, last month secretly shipped long-range missiles to Ukraine for the first time to enable Ukrainian forces to strike further into Russian-seized areas in Ukraine, according to a report. I've also been telling you that the Russians have been showing restraint, and they've been showing more restraint than anyone will give them credit for. I understand that the propaganda machine is in full swing in this country. And if you watch the news, you've already established your narrative. But also, as I've been saying, I know I keep referring to myself often, but what can I do? I got to point back to these things to tell you that somebody warned you about them. Somebody told you about them. Somebody looked at the situation and saw where it was going. I'm not trying to take credit, but I can't sit here and be, you know, just fake modest and go, well, I didn't see that one coming either. I did. It wasn't prophetic because, you know, some things, if you look at in the right way, through the right lens, being objective and not loaded down with preconceived notions of good guys and bad guys, you see where it's headed. Look, the more the numbers skew towards a certain political party in the U.S., the more they're going to try to pick a fight, the more they're going to try to start a war, because the people who just ran the numbers, who don't care about collateral damage, who don't care about glowing in the dark or having to eat charcoal pills every morning, they've come to the conclusion that if America is at war during the next elections, then their side has a bigger chance of winning, or a better chance of winning. Now, I think that they are still traumatized over what happened in 2016, and so they're leaving nothing to chance. I think that they're overthinking this, and I know that I'm about to yuck your yum, okay? I get it. But for those of you that are putting the pink-haired prophetess on playback every morning, oh, he's going to win again, Trump's going to win. I need you to retard your expectations just a smidge, because it's been 4 years, or close to it, since the last elections. And you have to realize that a whole bunch of kids who were 15 years old, 14 and a half, back before the last elections, are now of voting age. Those children, by and large, if they attended a public school, have been indoctrinated to the gills. You have an entire college demographic that don't care if they wheel Mr. Robinette Biden out, dead as a doornail, Weekend at Bernie's type, as long as their college debt is forgiven, because why not? Hey, do you have a stable job and a family to feed? Well, there's kids that spent 4 years partying their gizzards off that don't want to pay back the money they borrowed to buy all the booze and smack that they consumed over those last 4 years. So what we're going to do is tax you to pay for their 4 years of revelry and regret. Sound about right? Exactly. There's a reason that this college loan forgiveness thing is being pushed, because they know it will give an impetus to all the potheads that wouldn't dare go outside in the light of day and cast their vote. It'll actually make them cross that date on their calendar and circle it and go, I got to stay sober on that day, because it means, what, 50, 60, 80 grand of debt disappearing just like that. All the bad choices you made, all the money you borrowed, having no way of paying back because a degree in liberal arts is paying worse than McDonald's in California right now, because you're still making, what, 20 an hour? It's the minimum. Let me sip from my delicious beverage. We'll talk about a lot of stuff. Oh, coffee. Whoops. Black and extra hot. Whew. That burnt the gullet. But that's okay. I'm a semi-professional, so I can talk through the pain. So you have a huge demographic of young people who became of voting age, who've been indoctrinated from high school, maybe even junior high, that the only way you can vote is for a certain party. You have all the college educated. If I hear that one more time, I'm gonna spring a valve, to be honest with you. College educated. You spent 4 years just out of your mind eating mushrooms and smoking weed and talking about the lesbian practices of a pygmy tribe out in sub-Saharan Africa. But you're educated. I got a piece of paper that I paid $250,000 for. But hey, that's okay. I don't really have to pay for it, because the plumber and the guy who lays tile and the guy who lays floor and the guy who goes up on the electrical poles to fix it when the power goes out, they're the ones that are going to be paying for my college education. And I can still walk around going, I'm educated. You're not. All right? You're one joint away from not knowing your own name. Stop. I'm not talking to anyone listening to this program. You are the exception because by association, by the mere fact that you listen to this program, you are highly intelligent and well-educated. See, humor. Humor is good for you. We got some good humor later on because apparently if you were concerned losing your cell phone in heaven, the pink-haired prophetess has set your concerns at ease. We're going to get into that. Look, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be as gentle and loving as the situation allows. Somebody needs to take this old goat, put her in a home, and change the Wi-Fi password. This woman should never be seen in public or on video ever again. Because anybody that sees her and associates her with prophecy, the prophetic, Christianity, or even rational thinking is going to think we're all loons, that we should all be in a straitjacket somewhere looking for the room with the body parts in heaven. That was her thing too. We'll get into that because somebody actually forwarded this to me on Facebook. I know, you people are lovely. I appreciate all of the content that you provide because I don't have to look for it. But let's get back to this because this is serious. Last month, we secretly shipped long-range missiles to the Ukraine. And of course, because the Republicans factual, to say the least, we just approved, what, another $65 billion? While this nation and every major city in this nation is becoming worse than a third world country. We'll get into that as well. Right now, it's safer to vacation in Azerbaijan than it is to vacation in New York or San Francisco. You're likelier to come out whole if you go to Azerbaijan with I Love Jesus t-shirts than you are to walk down Oakland or New York. It's getting to that. And as much as they've tried to suppress it, as much as they've tried to hold back the reality of what's happening, it's getting out. That's the two-edged sword of things like YouTube and Rumble and Facebook. But yeah, for those of you that were concerned about misplacing your phone in heaven because it's a big place, fear not. She explains why you shouldn't be afraid. I can't. Look, a few weeks back, I joked that at some point somebody's going to send a text from heaven saying, hey, the rapture happened and we're here. Well, apparently, I wasn't far off. Now, let's finish with this, and we will get to the levity shortly, but this is serious. It was reported on Wednesday that the U.S. approved the transfer of a number of Army tactical missiles, which Ukraine had been asking for years, due to its long range of nearly 200 miles. The Biden administration has been willing to approve them before, or had been, out of concern. Oh, no, wait. They'd been unwilling to approve them before due to concerns of their own domestic supplies, and that Ukrainian forces could strike into Russia and provoke a response. However, surprisingly, magically, fortuitously, serendipitously, now that Congress has approved $61 billion in aid package to Ukraine, the Biden administration plans to send more in a new $1 billion aid package, according to the outlet. According to the report, Ukrainian forces have already used the missiles twice. Once against the Russian military base in Crimea, which Russia annexed in 2014, and more recently against Russian forces near the Sea of Azov. What happens when you corner a bear? I'll let you think on that question for yourself. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, outline what happens, but it's not good. Especially if those cornering a bear think they could take it down with sticks. All right? Again, I repeat this because some of you haven't listened before, or some of you don't remember, you know, because short-term memory is a thing of the past now. Everything that matters is today. This is why history doesn't matter. Okay. But I've said this. There are no good guys in this scenario. Okay? It's not the good against the bad, and Ukraine is being used as a cutout for the West's war against Russia. And Russia has shown restraint thus far. Will they continue to? Keep at it. Keep doing this sort of thing. Keep sending long-range missiles to the Ukraine. And just tens and tens and tens of billions of dollars that, you know, although most of it gets siphoned off and some of it gets, you know, bundled up into election money or donations. I know, Mike, you can't think that low of our elected officials. The depth of my vitriol, the depth of my disgust for all elected officials in the federal government has no bottom. If I were to sit here and for the next 45 or 44 minutes just pour out my heart regarding how I feel about elected officials on both sides, this is not a Democrat or Republican thing. Understand, right now, guess who? Chris Christie, the man who, you know, never met a donut he didn't like, says, it's pretty stupid that Joe Biden hasn't reached out to me. Hold on, but I thought you were a Republican. You ran for the Republican ticket for the president of the United States. And there's another one that wanted to be the vice president of the United States, who Paul Ryan, who praises Speaker Johnson for allowing the Democrats to seize the House. Are you beginning to understand that you've been viewing American politics in the wrong light? It's not about Democrat or Republican. It's about nationalist and globalist. And people like Paul Ryan and people like Chris Christie and people like Pierre Delecto, you remember him? The Mitt Romney, they're all on the side of the globalists. They despise you as an American citizen because you identify as American. You're not a citizen of the world as they would like you to be. You're an American citizen, and by golly, we can't have that. So we're going to bring in tens and tens of millions of people who are unvetted. We will offer them more money and more resources than we do to our own veterans because they're willing to think of themselves as citizens of the world, and they're willing to vote the right way. Encapsulated it pretty good, didn't I? Now, what they're not accounting for is that a lot of these newly minted Americans, what's the new term? The new arrivals? They're not taking into account that a good percentage of them aren't here to assimilate. They're not here to hold hands across the world. They're not here to coexist with anyone. They're here to rampage. They're here to take. And when the time comes, the level of violence that will be unleashed among the American citizenry will make your blood turn cold. American prophetic, I know. The new aid package will also include Stinger anti-aircraft missiles, 155-millimeter artillery rounds, Bradley fighting vehicles, Javelin anti-tank systems, and Claymore anti-tank personnel munitions. The only problem, the only concern is that there are no more soldiers in Ukraine to use these weapons. And so currently, you have European nations mobilizing because they understand that Ukraine cannot win this on its own. and that at some point war will be declared and boots on the ground will become something that cannot be avoided. It'll become unavoidable. So that's what happens. Secret shipments of long-range missiles to the Ukraine, which have already been used. But yes, it's the Russians that are the aggressors, and the Russians are the bad guys. As the gentle gentleman from North Carolina once said, one Lindsey Graham, I get excited when we kill Russians, because they're not humans. Anybody that this federal government deems not to be human isn't. Babies aren't human. Russians aren't human. But I do have a question that I would like you to ponder. I know I'm asking you to participate during this program. I'm asking you to think. What happens when the federal government declares that Christians aren't human? I'll let you think on that for a few seconds. Because, I mean, obviously, anyone that Mr. Robinette Biden declares not human between diaper changes isn't. Russians, babies. What about Christians? What happens when you are declared non-human? Because I know there's still some within Christian circles, especially Facebook prophets, that are very excited about the prospect of us taking Russia out. Because our government says they're evil, so they must be. So are babies, apparently. What happens when you're declared non-human? I'll let you dwell on that just for a smidge. So, as I said, Chris Christie said that it was stupid of President Joe Biden not to reach out to him, since he declared he wasn't supporting former President Donald Trump in 2024. These people have no allegiance other than their own profit, other than their own power, other than themselves. This is why I'm just waiting. If perchance it happens that Mike Johnson is stripped of his speakership or his leadership role, he's going to end up on CNN or MSNBC or Fox or somewhere. And he'll make more money in a year than he would have made in his entire political career. Because, kids, that's what it's all about. And those people pushing for globalism have deep pockets. And for anyone celebrating what's happening to the big orange-haired man, because we don't like him, okay. But just dwell on this. Again, think on it. If it can happen to him, a man with resources, a man with money, a man with influence, a former president and current a presidential candidate of these United States, how hard do you think it will be for them to turn your life upside down in the blink of an eye? How hard do you think it'll be for them to unhuman you and drag you from place to place and lawsuit to lawsuit until you give up? We'll get to the other stuff. I know you're all interested about cell phones in heaven and about not losing yours, because I don't know, is there an iPhone store in heaven? Can you get a replacement? Or is heaven the kind of place where your phone just automatically goes to the next version, you know, 14, 15, 16, iPhone 387. Look, it just appeared. I don't know. Inquiring minds want to know. It's very thought-provoking. But the former Arizona GOP chair, Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, all of them were just indicted in Arizona over their roles in disputing the results of the 2020 presidential election. Think on that. These people said, something seems fishy. We have a right to dispute. Now, a grand jury has indicted these people because of what they did. I'm going to tell you this. Again, American prophetic. This is an example. These people are being made an example of. For the next time anyone dares to say, how could a billion people have voted in the elections and Joe Biden won by three? I thought there was only 300 million citizens altogether. These people are being made an example of. What you're supposed to do is look at what they're being dragged through and decide that it's not worth it. It's not worth speaking up. It's not worth raising your hand. It's not worth disputing anything. Just go along with the plan, man. Look at all the college kids. They're doing it. And they're getting forgiven left and right. How much debt do you have? A couple hundred thousand. Where do you work? I stock shelves at TJ Maxx. Well, we're going to forgive your debt. But there's no such thing. That money has to be paid, and it has to come from somewhere. And guess where it's going to come from? Are you gainfully employed? Do you pay your fair share, as Joe Robinette Biden insists you should? Well, then it's going to come out of your pocket, and it's going to come out of my pocket, and it's going to come out of the pockets of those who contribute to society. Because in the end, that's what socialism is, or communism, in a nutshell. Those that work and labor must give of their earnings to support those that are lazy, that sit in their mom's basements and wife beaters and play video games. There you go. I know. But, brother, the rising phoenix, you're going to see it. I'm waiting. But you know what? If you're still hoping in the rising phoenix, hoo-wee, it's going to be interesting. So, we're going to get into this one because why not? I know you've been waiting. I've been stalling for, what, almost 30 minutes. There was another word of wisdom, dare I say prophecy, given by everyone's favorite pink-haired prophetess, that in heaven, you will never lose your scarf or your cell phone. Now, granted, those of you that are of the masculine persuasion that listen to this program aren't so concerned about scarves, unless you like to add a little color to your turtleneck. You know, you might want to put one on. But for the ladies, I mean, how many of you haven't put a scarf down somewhere, forgotten it, and remembered like a week later, oh, my scarf? But the cell phone thing, that's cross-gender. It doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman, a girl or a boy. All of us have had that moment of exasperation and desperation where we look around and we can't find our cell phone. We left it somewhere. Where is it? I don't know. My wife asks me to call her at least once a month. I can't find my phone. Can you call me? And usually it's just, you know, stuck between the couch cushions. But once we get to heaven, she's never going to have to ask me to do that again. All right? Because you're never going to lose your cell phone in heaven. You can just command them back to you. So now, being of reasonable intelligence, my question is this. Is Jesus on WhatsApp? Or is he on Truth Social? Because, you know, it has truth in the title. I mean, it'd be nice to get an account while we're still here, so we can use it to communicate up there, don't you think? How good is Heaven's Wi-Fi? What's the upload and download speed? We all want to know this. Again, I repeat myself, and I apologize for coughing on the mic. I know some of you just winced. This woman needs to be put in a home and never again given a Wi-Fi password. Period. The end. This is what prophecy is in America today. You're never going to lose your cell phone in heaven. Dear Lord. Where do I go from there? I mean, honestly, where do I go from there? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because I can't do this. I ran across another article, and this time it's an apostle, all right? It's not a prophet, but this time it's an apostle. And this man says he sat down for an interview with an angel. The angel said, all right, you got a couple hours of my time. I'm going to interview you so you can put it in a book and peddle it to people. I know. Exciting. Apostle Ian Carroll, the founder of Building Contenders, a ministry part of Bethel Church's leadership network. Of course it is. He and his wife walk alongside senior leaders of churches who help folks activate the supernatural, build kingdom foundations, and partner with heaven. I, you know what? We should give him a call. See the kind of business plan he can set up for us. I'd like to partner with heaven. Apparently, heaven has unlimited resources. Why is it that every one of these lunatics, because that's, I'm sorry, it is what it is, has such grandiose definitions for being a fleecer of sheep? He walks alongside senior leaders of churches to help folks activate the supernatural, build kingdom foundations, and partner with heaven. I mean, it's well worth the $499.99 a month for all of that. Man's got to eat, doesn't he? Crucially, his ministry is known for manifestations of heaven. Is it gold dust? Please tell me it's gold dust. Because, you know, you can bag that stuff up and take it to a pawn shop and sell it. Gold's up, what, 12% this year? So that could be a nice side hustle. You just grab your Bible and you shake out the gold dust and you go sell it. How come none of them have tried to do this, by the way? I know I'm popping a few blisters today, but it is what it is. I can't. Look, if you want honesty, then you have to accept it for face value and not be upset when somebody tells you the truth. Because, brother, tell us the truth. You do, and then they get upset. Well, I've never. I mean, I woke up with a gold filling, and I had some peacock feathers in my hair one day, and I had gold dust. Look, I want to see one of these people take the gold dust that manifested and try to sell it as gold. And if they don't get arrested for trying to sell fool's gold, then okay, we'll talk. Can we stop looking for these sort of manifestations from heaven? The church is laden down with sin. Every single week, there's a new pastor that's exposed for being more perverted than the perverts they used to howl at. But somehow we're here expecting manifestations from heaven. Hold on, dude, this guy sat down with a thesaurus and he went hard. Listen to this. Crucially, his ministry is known for manifestations of heaven, catalytic culture shifts. I don't know if that's the word he intended. Catalytic means something different. Perhaps cataclysmic is what he was looking for. But then again, they're close. You know, in the thesaurus, cataclysmic and catalytic are very close together. So he may have misread that word. And biblical teachings on the spiritual realm, where he claims to be an apostle sent to reform, revive, and align the church into maturity. But if we or an angel from heaven come to you with a different gospel, I know that's not in the Bible. I'm sorry, that's not in the Bible. That's his. He didn't say that, but I'm assuming that would be his explanation as to why he should share a cell with the pink-haired lady. To reform, revive, and align the church into maturity. He and his wife also pioneer regional intensives all over the United States to raise up apostles and prophets and sell courses and training on how to have mystical encounters, including dream and vision interpretation. Wow. There you go. Why are you bothering to listen to a guy in Wisconsin sitting in an office yelling into a microphone? I mean, this guy's selling courses on mystical encounters, including dreams and vision interpretation. You know what? They should probably add a layer. Interpreting clouds and cloud formations. Because I've had some people write me and goes, bro, I looked up to the heavens, and man, I saw an eagle landing on a camel, and then together they became an ostrich. What do you think that means? I think you've been staring at the sky a little too long. But that you wouldn't pay me for that interpretation. But I'm sure that if they put together a course on interpreting cloud formations, they'd make a bundle. Because unlike prophecy or mystical encounters that you have to wait for, unlike dreams that you have to remember, when there's clouds in the sky, all you have to do is look up and interpret their meaning. Lord, give me grace. They also previously offered prophetic consulting through My Anchorite, a prayer service designed to assist you in contending and overseeing breakthrough through prayer, by hooking you up with a designated intercessor who guides you through prayer. Talk about outsourcing all your spiritual needs. It's a one-stop shop, except for interpreting cloud formations. Look, I say this satirically, and I promise you that within 6 months, somebody's going to come up with a course on interpreting cloud formations. I'm sitting on a mint here, and I'm not willing to fleece the children of God and try to snag a few bucks out of your pocket, because I'm afraid of God. I fear God. I tremble before him, and so I make it my priority to keep my hands clean. But this is what's happening in the church. There's innocent people being fleeced left and right. Listen to this. Prayers cost $120 for a 30-minute session. If you're not satisfied with just 30 minutes, you can up it to $750 a month. Or here's the deal, because there's always got to be a deal. I mean, why would you want prayer for just one more month at $750 when you can get prayer for the entire year at $7,500? Huh? I mean, can you imagine what you'd do with the time you could save from being in your prayer closet on your face seeking God? That's what. And I see, now I'm going to be mean. Because what they didn't gauge for is that most Christians don't pray for an hour or 2 hours a day. They don't get on their faces before God or beseech God regularly, you know, every day at least a certain amount of time. So I don't know if most people will see the value in what they're offering for $7,500 for that entire year. But if we were to be like the early church, you know, and spend hours in prayer and in teaching and in seeking the face of God, what would you do with all of that free time? I mean, you can outsource your prayer life. That's fabulous. $120 for a 30-minute session, that's $240 an hour. Who's making that? $240 an hour. These people are worse than lawyers. Brother, we can't judge. It says not to judge. Stop twisting the Bible. You're supposed to call out this sort of lunacy. You're supposed to call out this sort of this, well, you're supposed to go to a brother. No, if a brother offended you, this is the same deflection that the dude in Missouri used when he was called out for having the guy swallowing swords half naked. You're supposed to go to a brother first. If a brother has offended you, if there's deception in the church, then you call it out. Can we please be mature just for an instant? We're defending the indefensible because we found one verse that we had to twist until it didn't mean what it says. $120 for 30 minutes. In a newly unearthed video, Carol can be seen explaining that he recently interviewed a real angel for his new book, Seeing the Glory, A Journey into the Mystical Realm. I'm just going to start singing old hymnals, old spirituals. What does mysticism have to do with the Bible? What does mysticism have to do with the Word of God? What does mysticism have to do with the Holy Spirit or the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Even back in Jesus' day, there were people that were mystics. But they weren't called Christians. They weren't called believers. I mean, I know a guy that goes on ayahuasca trips. Man, you wouldn't believe the stuff I see. You should join. I'm good. Thanks for the invite. But don't meddle with things that will inevitably and eventually just... I can't... Look, where do we go from here as the church? I'm not talking about the world because the world needs to repent. The church needs to repent. Stop looking at the world and seeing that it's in sin. It's always been in sin. Stop looking at the world and seeing that it's perverted. It's always been perverted. Now it's the church. All of these things that these people insist you can play with are corrosive to your spiritual man. Jesus didn't say, open your third eye and take some mushrooms to go on a wild ride. He said, go before the Father and pray. But that's just boring. Why should we pray when for $7,500 a year, somebody else can do the praying on our behalf? So you pay the $7,500. They pray on your behalf. And then you buy a book called A Journey into the Mystical Realm that apparently was delivered via an angel through a real interview. And you start peering into the darkness. And then you're gobsmacked that the darkness starts to blink back at you. we have strayed from Jesus. By we, I don't mean a political party. I don't mean a nation. I mean the church. Those who say they belong to him, they have strayed from Christ. They have strayed from the cross. These are the kind of things that are being peddled in the church as true, as biblical. An angel sat down for an interview and told you how to journey into the mystical realm. And of course you have to make a book about it, because I mean, what else are people going to do if they've outsourced their prayer life? They got time on their hands. So yep, this is La Iglesia, as they would say in California. This is the modern day church. If you want a catalytic culture shift, well, you gotta find this man and pay him $7,500 so that you have time to study the mystical realm for yourself. What you have to understand is this, that times will only get worse. And the worse time gets, the more aggressive these wolves will become in trying to shear the sheep, because they've become accustomed to a certain lifestyle. They've become accustomed to certain comforts. They've become accustomed to certain luxuries. And they're unwilling to give those up because, you know, you, the peon, doesn't have as much money to send them to learn the ways of mysticism. So they're just going to get more aggressive. There was another article, and I know that some of you, well, are we attacking everybody? No. Just the ones that deserve to be pointed out. I know. Are you perfect? Never asked you for money. I'm not trying to sell you a course on prophecy, divination, mysticism. I'm just here for an hour a week telling you what I know to be true for free. I write articles most days and post them for free. All the books that I publish, yeah, but you're charging money for your books. Well, actually, Amazon is. All right, I put the price the lowest I can without having to be out of pocket for the printed version. Okay? But if you want anything that's in my books, you can find it on the blog there for free. But I want to hold the paper book and not be charged money. Well, then you should buy Amazon and fix it. The end. I can't. There's some people you can never please. So I'm not trying to be a people pleaser. I'm telling you the reality of things. But now Rodney Parsley has gotten into the fray, because I guess donos have been low. And he's offering to bind autism, Asperger's, and OCD. Very specific. I know, yes, God can heal. However, the Asperger's, the OCD, and what was the other one? The autism. Those things are easier to cure. Rodney Parsley, the pastor of World Harvest Church. Who's constantly cajoling the masses by promising that to anyone who sows a seed into his ministry, they'll receive miracles in megabucks. Said that, he can bind the ascribed demonic spirits that are responsible for autism spectrum disorder, ADD, Asperger's, in the name of Jesus. Look, I believe in healing. I believe God heals. We have prayer requests from people once in a while, and I always make them known, and I ask you, please pray for these people, because I believe in the power of prayer. That said, if you give an extra dollar, it doesn't put you to the head of the line. That said, when you pray for healing, pray it that it be God's will that be done in that situation, because God's ways are not your ways. His thoughts are not your thoughts. And the reason he may allow me to go through something, even though I pray for healing, may as yet not be known to me, but because I trust him as a good father, I endure, knowing that good will come of it. Huh? Make sense? So yes, the more the belt needs to tighten, the less disposable income people have to order books on mysticism, the more aggressive these people will become in guilt-baiting Christians into sending them their money, or if not guilt-baiting, hoping that they get healing for Asperger's and autism, if they sent an extra fiver. Now, the reason, and I don't like being repetitive, and I don't like pointing the things that I said, because I know I said them, but some of you don't know that I said them. I've told you that the inflation, as it were, hasn't stopped, and it hasn't. But now, coupled with that, GDP growth slowed to a 1.6% rate in the first quarter, which is well beyond or below expectations. Gross domestic product, a broad measure of goods and services produced in the January through March period, increased at a 1.6% annualized pace, below the 2.4% estimate. And chances are likely that they're going to get revised. The numbers are going to get revised lower still, because that's the game they play. They're always revising the numbers. Remember when everyone that wants a job can have a job? Look, there's the unemployment's great. Well, we have to revise numbers again. And the thing that concerns me, not because of what it is on its face, but because of what it implies going forward, is that consumer spending increased 2.5% in this period. People are still spending money, but they're not spending money they have. They're maxing out their credit cards. At some point, those people are going to become insolvent, have inability to pay. And if enough people across the board can't pay their debt, can't pay their credit card bills, and someone comes along and says, you know what? If this were socialism, we'd just erase all your debt, put all the credit card companies out of business, or at least make one credit card company that is overseen by the federal government. And that way you don't have to pay back any of the money you spent that you didn't have in the first place just because you were trying to keep up with the Joneses. See, there's still some in this country and a lot among Christians that see the notion of socialism or communism taking root in America as something impossible. I just gave you a scenario where anyone under the age of 40 who was separated from the horrors of communism by almost a generation will readily acquiesce to the idea of socialism if they can start fresh. No more debt. Look at the college kids. Look how happy they are. What was it? Spirit Airlines had to, triple their planes to Mexico because all the college kids that got forgiven their debt had extra money to go have some funsies. It's not like they were paying off their credit cards. To them, it's free money. So if enough pressure is brought to bear, if enough people get themselves in so much debt that they see no way out of it, and some unscrupulous individual in government extends an olive branch and starts going on about paying your fair share from each according to their ability to each according to their need. Look at all those rich people. They don't have credit card debt. Huh? I know. I'm asking you to think again. I've asked you to think a lot during this hour. And we haven't even scratched the surface. Look, we have to embrace the reality that we're living and not live with the hope of what could be if. Because that's the mindset of a lot of Christians today. If America repents, if the church repents, if we turn from our sins, if all these things happen, then we'll be restored. But none of these things are happening. The church isn't repenting. We're not turning our back on sin. We're not crying out to God. And again, the church isn't doing this. Not talking about the godless. His people aren't doing this. So we can live in the land of if and hope for the best case scenario, which is becoming increasingly improbable, or prepare for what we see on the horizon, first spiritually, and understand that the days are dark and grim and getting darker still. I know, not very optimistic, granted, but just remember, in case you get down, in case you get sad, there will come a day, indeed a glorious day, when if you misplace your cell phone in heaven, you can just call it back to you. And that, my friends, is all I have to say for this week. We'll be with you again next week, Lord willing. Gino, if you've got anything to say, you got about 2 minutes and make them count. God bless you. Thanks for your prayers.
Thank you, Mike. I'm actually trying not to chuckle, but not easy when you hear about just the crazy stuff. You know, one thing that programmed today, you know, if the leaders are doing crazy stuff, we're talking leaders, and there's a multitude of them. You know, think about the effect on the sheep. Not that the sheep should follow them, but you think of the Parsleys, and you think of the Kenneth Copelands, and I could name so many. Jesus just wasn't enough for them. You know, Jesus, who has the power and authority to raise the dead and do miracles, who told us to do his work humbly and obediently and not for filthy lucre, apparently that message didn't get through to them. You know, you look at Christ, his motive was love, compassion, empathy. And so many of these guys just do the work of God for their own pocketbook and, you know, literally their own fame, however fleeting that is. But I know for sure the brother who started Hand to Help, and I'm not lifting him up, Dimitri Dudeman, but I will say this, I travel with him a lot, and I guarantee you, and I can tell you from experience, none of that mattered to him other than pleasing the Lord. And I just went to Romania, and I could go to 50-plus churches that God used our ministry to build there when they didn't have a church building. And to me, leaving behind a legacy of God's house and an orphanage and things like that, to me, that has heavenly and spiritual value. And thankful that I could go to Romania and see this firsthand, because it really impacted me that that's what matters, helping others and doing the work of God so others see Christ in us and the hope of the Lord. Thank you so much for listening to the Light of Truth radio broadcast. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Baldea.
If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you. They are